Welcome to another episode of Discover St. Cloud, Florida. I'm Krista McCary, and I'm here with your host,
Janine Corcoran, broker for Corcoran Connect, a real estate company.
It is time for a market report. This is almost the last one of the year, November's yes. market, mm-hmm. what happened in all of St. Cloud and Harmony.
It's crazy. And I don't know if everyone knows, but all of the reports from monthly for the year are there. And then the year, I mean, they go back pretty far. If you ever want to get a kick out of seeing what was selling 5 or 6 years ago, it's pretty crazy.
And that's all on the website, right? Corcoran Connect.
Yep, CorcoranConnect.com. And you just go under communities under Harmony and the reports are right there.
That's awesome. Yep. Very good. Good to look back at yourself and check it out. All right. So let's get started with 34769.
So in 34769, we had 25 properties that sold, and 20 of them were single stories, which is typical for the 34769 area, which is all downtown St. Cloud. Mm-hmm. Five of them are two stories, but overall, they came in at $243.95 price per square foot, and the single stories came in at $253.40, and the two stories came in at $206.13.
That's awesome. And so your average price per square foot at $243.95 is actually up month over month, 4.4% from last month.
Oh, wow.
So over October of 2023. And year over year, you're still seeing gains of 8.06%. It was $225.75 a year ago. So downtown St. Cloud still seeing, you know,
Some growth
there. Your median days to contract was 29, so about a month to get under contract. And then your median days to close is 76, so about 76 days to like fully get closed and moved on. So that's
I know we talked about this once before, but the 76 is from the time they listed or the time
correct.
They got Okay, that's why it's longer. Okay.
Yep. Yep, perfect. Absolutely. So currently, there are 56 homes that were active, 25 sold last month. So your month supply is about 2.2 months.
Oh, wow.
So still a low, healthy supply in downtown St. Cloud. And that's a sweet spot in the 34769 because a lot of houses are priced.
Yeah, in the 300s.
Right, where it's really more affordable for people to buy. So those tend to move quickly, and I think that they'll continue to see a low inventory.
Hmm. So now we move on to 34771, which is the Narcoosi Corridor area where our office is, and we had 67 houses that sold. 39 of them were single stories that came in at $239.70 price per square foot. The two stories, which were 28 of them, came in at $207.33, making the average $226.17.
And that is down just a smidge month over month, 4.29% from the month previous. And year over year, though, you're still seeing gains of 4.74%. So it's kind of evening out there in the 34771, but there's also a lot of new construction there, right? Yeah, so I think that impacts it.
It does.
In terms of, you know, what the price per square foot and that sells at. Your current median days to contract is 58. And this is only for resale homes. Okay. So like when we do these numbers, we always take out the new builds because they'll skew them all over the place. But median days to contract is 58 and median days to close is 95. So you're looking at, you know, 2 months to get under contract, a total of 3 months to close. And with 67 sales this past month, you're looking at a 4.2 month supply from everything that's listed on the MLS because I'm sure builders, probably have additional stuff that's not on there. Hmm. So that's got a nice, healthy supply in 34771.
Good. Now let's go on to 34772, where there were 45 homes that sold. Of that, the single stories, there were 28 of them coming in at $224.92 price per square foot. The two stories, there were 17 of them, and they came in at $192.01, making the average $212.49.
That's awesome. And so your month over month is down just a little bit. It's about 2.5% down from October of 2023. And your year over year is down just a little bit at 3.76% down. So it was $220.78 last year. This year it is $212.49. Your current median days to contract is 38 days to get under contract and then 76 days to close. So again, you're about just a little over a month to get under contract, just, 2.5 months to get closed. And you currently have a 3.9 month supply in 34772.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
And then as we head on over to 34773, and this includes like all of Harmony, Hollipaw, pretty much everything out this way. What do you have for that one?
So 34773, we have 15 sales. Mm-hmm. Of that, 11 of them were single stories, and they came in at $223.07 price per square foot. The two stories, we have four. There's $176.96 price per square foot, making the average $210.78.
And so your month over month gains currently in 34773 is 4.8%, almost 4.9%. It was at 200.96 last month. And then year over year, you're down a smidge from 215.77. You're down about 2.3%. So a little bit of a decline there for year over year, but that's still pretty average. It could be just swayed because there's such a few number of properties that sold. Median days to contract is 77. And median days to close is 112.
So, okay.
A little bit longer to close. That might mean multiple contracts that kind of go through before it actually closes. And currently there's a 3.7 month supply in the 34773 zip code.
Wow, still a low supply. But it really doesn't seem like they're moving as much.
No.
And I'll do one specific for the Harmony community. In Harmony, Maine, which is the original community, there was only one house that sold. It was in the 55 and older in the lakes in South Lake on Sagebrush. And it sold, it was a single story, of course, at 183.26 price per square foot. Harmony West, we had eight that sold, eight single stories at 227.81 price per square foot, and four two stories at 176.96 square foot. Harmony Central, we only had two, and they were 224.05 price per square foot.
That's crazy. So a lot of things selling.
And those were both single stories.
Right. And that's so that's Harmony West and Harmony Central, which I've noticed Harmony Central starting to close now. That'll be interesting to see how that goes. I can't believe that Harmony West is still building. It feels like it's been going forever.
I passed today. You know, they're building townhouses.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that. And they're like all the way out the back to heading out towards Old Melbourne Highway, which is a nice little pass through too, as well, you know, if you're coming from that area. So it's crazy, a lot of growth in the Harmony area. And then we have vacant land, right?
Yes, we have vacant land.
So we had 9 parcels that sold. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I can't find my vacant land. There it is. Okay, I got it. Sorry about that. I'm like, where is it? So it looks like the largest parcel that sold was on 10th Street. And check this out. So, and Chris will tell you more about what they're building, but it's 9.55 acres on 10th Street. And they purchased it for cash, of course, for $725,000. That's a deal.
That is a steal. It's crazy. There is actually, there was a plan. It's already been approved for multi-use, multifamily homes, townhomes, apartments, up to 50 residential homes can actually be built on that lot. Wow. I imagine that some builder snatched that right up. That's a
cheap price.
That is a cheap price. That's crazy.
Because then there was one over on McMichael Row, which is down off of Narcoosee, at 4.47 acres, and they paid $650 for
right.
it.
But that's also like location. But East 10th Street is not like...
No.
That's also close to Narcoosee area.
Yeah, it's just a deal. And that one they're building, it's zoned for...
Low-density residential, so you can do 3 to 8 dwellings per acre.
So and at the max would be like, what, 36?
36, yeah. I think, acres, 8 acres, 36 residences in there. So, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to go in there? There's nothing been, filed that we can see at this point. It's still so new, but I can't believe... I still can't get over the East 10th Street property.
That's
crazy. $725 for 9.5 acres. And they've already gone through the whole process of getting it zoned for approval.
Yeah. So some probably developer sold it to another developer, handed it off.
And that's where
Interesting. But again, as you know, all those reports can be found on the website at CorcoranConnect.com under Harmony, under the communities, Harmony, and then the reports are there.
That's
so
awesome.
In case you want to go back and look.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thanks so much for joining us for another episode. Just as a reminder, you can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms. You could also find us online at
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
Yep, CorcoranConnect.com. You can always give us a call at
1-844-ST-CLOUD. That's STCLOUD.
Or send us an email at discoverstcloud@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode.